Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Ches. Sukkah Daf Ches. We will go to Ches Amid Beis. Sukkah Ches Amid Beis, and we're going to talk about the Sukkahs Ganbach and Ravkash. What are the Sukkahs Ganbach and Ravkash, or specifically one of them? They are kosher Sukkahs. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ganbach, Sukkahs Goyim, Sukkahs Nashim. A Sukkah that was made by a non-Jew. A Sukkah that was made by women. Sukkahs Behema. That's not about a Sukkah made by Behema. That one obviously switches. Seems like a Sukkah that was made for a Behema, even though maybe you have the other possibility. Or Bezev Egel talks about maybe the animal actually made it. Sukkahs Kusim. Sukkah Mikol Makom Kshera. Uvavad Shetem Suchachas Kilchasa. As long as the Sukkah was made to be a structure that gives off shade, so then that is a Sukkah Kshera. And what is Kilchasa? That's what we just explained. Rav Chisda Vahusha Asa Letzel Sukkah. As long as it's made for tzel sukkah, that's made for giving off shade, it's not made for some other purpose, so then that is okay. And what's la'asuye? Rakbash, which are not ours. So let's focus on sukkahs. Ganbach, specifically nashim. Specifically, women are allowed, the Gemara says beferish, that women are allowed to make the sukkah. So, what is this important for us? Let's go back and discuss other chefsa shal mitzvos that are made by women. And the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So let's talk about tefillin first. So tefillin, that's a beferish Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Gittin says that women are not allowed to make tefillin. Why? Because there's a special limud of uksharta muchsavtam. Whoever is a bar kashira, whoever is someone who can tie tefillin, can be the ones to write tefillin. And that's the Shulchan Aruch says that in Simin Lamites, in Hilchas Tefillin. In Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses there who is allowed to write tefillin. Mihem shirim lechtov, tefillin sheksavan eved o isha o katan, afilu higia lechinach, o kusi, o mumar lavonis gilulim, o mumar moser la'anasin psulim. So all these people are not allowed. An eved, right, that's somebody who is only partially Jewish, talking here about an eved kenani, not an eved ivri. Eved ivri is a full Jew. A woman, a katan, even a gila chinuch, is not allowed to write tefillin. Right, why? We'll see in a second. Right, kusi, mumar lavodazara, somebody who's a moser psulim. Bishum dechsiv, ukshartam, uchsavtam. Kol she'eno bekshira, o eno ma'amin ba, eno bekshiva. Anyone who is not a bar chiyuva in the kshira, or someone who does not believe in the mitzvah of tefillin, so then he is someone who is pasul to write the tefillin. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, kol shepasul kasvan pasul b'chol tikun asiyasan. Anyone who cannot write is not allowed to do any of the asiya of the tefillin. No, it doesn't matter what. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'dafka shows the ma'aseh of a gufa tefillin, the batim of the tefillin. All these people are not allowed to be involved in going chipui habatim utfirasan, putting on the actual boxes, the black, and the tying them together. V'kosh again asiyas hashin ba'ar habatim, making the shin. We spoke months ago, maybe a year ago, in Masechta Shabbos about the status of that shin, whether it has the status of a real letter in tefillin. O lahagia eza os, or to fix any letter, data hu pasul, ve'etei ha'gas o yuchshar, any type of writing or making the tefillin kosher, dezeu k'siva mamash, aval ibud haklaf, but tanning and preparing the leather, the skin, the hide to be leather, einanu b'chalzeh, that's early enough, v'kosher ayidei oved gilulim, that is okay, kosher to be for by a goy, v'kosher kein ayidei isha. V'rakdav obi gilulim b'idashi yisrael omen al gaba v'yirashi l'shma. V'chulu, okay, v'odin katan. What about the blackening of the ritzuos? The Mishnah Berurah talks about all of these early stages of asiya and tikkun. But it's beferish that women are not allowed to write tefillin, and a katan is also are not allowed to write tefillin, based on ukshartam uchesavtam. There is a discussion in the Achronim. What about, and this is the Lachachila, that's mentioned by a number of Achronim, a fascinating suggestion, especially by the Yismach Moshe, and especially by the Divrei Yatziv, right, the Kleiserberger, in Arachayim Simen Mem Gimel. What about if somebody does not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Could he write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? Right, we know there are major machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, really more opinions, but the ones that people are mocked before are Rashi, we Paschim Iker Adin, and Rabbeinu Tam. That is the order of the Parshios. So many different permutations. We know there are four parashios, but which order? And no matter what the order is that order from the standpoint of the one who's wearing it or the standpoint for the one who is viewing it? Right? Yamin ha-lovesh or yamin ha-roeh. But either way, that's the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Yitzchak Moshe has a chumrah that if somebody does not wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, so he shouldn't write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Why? Ukshart demuchsavtam. If you're not bar kshira, this is a chiddush. The Gemara says, if you're not mechuyev, so then you shouldn't write it. That's what it says by women. But here, even if we're mechuyev, if I don't believe in this tefillin, right? I don't think that the one has to wear it. So then, that's good enough to say that I shouldn't write it either. So that's a chumra that's mentioned here by a number of the achronim. Others are Farkasta Da'anya, who we just mentioned a couple of days ago. Also, in Chelek Gibelsim and Reish Bem, he quotes, but he assumes it is there's no basis for such a chumra. Because the reason that people don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is not because they're not ma'amin in these tefillin. It's not like they're a mumar. Chas v'shalom. It's just that they don't think that it's a chumra to be this chasidus, and it's not needed to be done. So therefore, that's why they don't wear it. But it doesn't mean that they're not machmir for, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein, most of his life, didn't wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. You're gonna tell me Rav Moshe Feinstein can't write a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? And they would say, yeah, in Achinami. Right? They would say, Ukshad the Mukhsavtam, he can't. Again, a famous story towards the end of his life, it's in the Tshuvas. The Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't wear. They went through a Lubavitcher Rebbe, he asked Rav Moshe, why don't you wear a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? He says, well, I have certain chumras about how I understand Rabbeinu Tam tefillin so that the Sofrim don't write it that way. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, tell us your chumras and we'll get you a Sofer to write it exactly as you want. And that's what happened. That's what happened. See, Rabbeinu Moshe, towards the end of his life, started wearing the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But this is tefillin, women writing tefillin. Now let's go to women tying tzitzis. So this is not beferish in the Gemara. This is beferish not in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. The Gemara excludes goy from tying tzitzis. Right? B'nei Yisrael excluding goy. So the pashtus is, and what Rov Rishonim assume, is that there is no problem for a woman to tie tzitzis onto a beged. Because after all, you know what? There's no makar v'ksharta muchsaftim. There's no limud like that in the Gemara, right? And that's the pashtus of Rov Rishonim. This is what Bali Tosfos say in a few places, and this is what is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, right? If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, the Gemara, that's where the Gemara quotes on Daf Mem Hamav Beis. That's where this is quoted by Tfilin. The Gemara says there. And that's why who's excluded? They're all excluded. But it's specifically tefillin. Says Tosfos. Well, first we'll quote the other shita. So let's just go in order. But there is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that a woman is not supposed to create the chefsa shal mitzvah of tzitzis. Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam says Tosfos here in Gittin Mem Hei Mabeis. It's also in Maseches Menachos. De'ein Isha Ogedes Lulav Va'oset Tzitzis. A woman shouldn't make the eged. Shouldn't put the minim on the lulav or create tzitzis. Why? Kiva De'lo Mifkada. Because she's not commanded. And any chefsa shal mitzvah that the person is not mitzuve in the mitzvah, they should not create the chefsa shal mitzvah. That's the chumra of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara only says that by tefillin. He expands it to tzitzis and lulav. And Tosfos says, ve'einira. I don't think that's correct. Taha mi de paslina bereisha tcheles. Tzitzis ba'ove kochavim. It says, a goy is excluded from tzitzis. De darish b'nei Yisrael va'asu v'lo ba'ove de kochavim. Tosfos says, what's the reason a goy is excluded? B'nei Yisrael v'lo akum. Right? So there are really two svaras going on here where he's shown him the potential reason for why women would be excluded. Right, b'nei va'asu, or kol sheyeshno, whoever is mechuyev. But Bali Tosfos say, b'nei only excludes goy. Michal d'isha k'sheira. So number one, it's a Gemara Menachah. It sounds like only goy is excluded. Number two, raya, our Gemara. V'yamrina nami, sukkah's ganba k'sheira. If a woman builds a sukkah, it's kosher. That's beferish a Gemara. So the Gemara has beferish that a woman cannot write tefillin. A Gemara has beferish that a woman can build a sukkah. The question is, where do you put tzitzis? So the chara, I would have put tzitzis with sukkah. Right, the Gemara in Maseches Daf Chavav, the two different categories of mitzvos, chefs, shal mitzvos, tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. Tashmishe kedusha, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. Anything connected to the ksav of Torah or anything expanded from that. Maybe the boxes of the tefillin, maybe the covers of the tefillin, but tashmishe mitzvah are the other category where we have tzitzis and sukkah and shofar and lulav, even, so I would have put all of those like sukkah and said that it's kosher. And that's what Bali Tosfos do. That's what Tosfos asks here. It says a woman can build a sukkah. V'davka b'sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah d'chsivu k'sharta b'chsafa l'shin hafi. Specifically by stam. Sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzah, that would be excluded. But again, this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Is he alone? So there are other Rishonim that quote this. First, the Rove Rishonim quote that it is allowed, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch says, tzitzis, this is Simon Yudalad, tzitzis sha'asan eino Yehudi pasul. Right? Eino Yehudi, a non-Jew cannot make tzitzis. Dechsiv, daber al bnei Yisrael la'afuke eino Yehudi va'isha, k'sheir la'asosan. Shulchan Aruch just says, isha can put tzitzis on, no problem. Ramah v'yesh machmirin. Some are machmir lahatzrich anoshim sheya'asu osan. Some are machmir only to have men make the tzitzis. V'tov la'asos kein lechatchila, and it's best to have that lechatchila. Says the Mishnah Brura, quoting from the earlier poskim, va'afilo omer al gabad lo mahani. This isn't an issue of making sure that they have in mind lishma. It's the issue of they can't create this chefza shal mitzvah. So even if there's a man, omer al gabad, right, telling them to focus, it doesn't help. Mishum dahad dechsiv b'nei Yisrael va'asu. Right, b'nei Yisrael va'asu. Mashba gam l'ma'id b'nos Yisrael. According to the Shita, Rabbeinu Tam, it's also to exclude them. Sheyasu v'dafka tzliyah b'beged. Right, only putting the tzitzis onto the beged is the problem. But like we said, the earlier stages, aval ha'tviyah v'hashizira, making the threads and twining the threads, mutar yedei nashim. Even Rabbeinu Tam would say that is okay, mutar al yedei Al Yedei Nashim. So this is the Shulch Machlokas B'Chaber and the Ramah, Machlokas between Rov Rishonim and Rabbeinu Tam. The Mishnah Brura and here the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim says, another extension of this, if you're saying a woman is excluded, then I'm going to tell you someone else. V'chein roi v'nachon shlolasos v'chadchila hatolas atzitzis bebeged shel gadol al yedei katan pachos b'yigil b'shanim. What about a 12-year-old? What about a 10-year-old? Sometimes we have activities in camps of making tzitzis. So could a katan make a pair of tzitzis? So the Mishnah Berurah says, according to the Beit Tam, maybe not. Because just like women are excluded, so to katan, again, it depends. It depends what the exclusion is here now. Now it will make a difference. If you say it's b'nei, velo, b'nos, velo, guy, so maybe a katan can be included there. He's not b'nos, he's not mechuya, but he's not excluded from b'nei. If you say the reason is whoever's mechuyev bedavar, so then katan would be excluded too. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah says: best not to have a katan. Aval imhu ben yud gimol shana v'yamecha. But if he's 13 years old, then I wouldn't go and be machmir, right? Af shalohevi shei Cyrus afilu lachadchila ein lahachmir. The whole thing is a chumra. So that was a chumra gabi chumra. Rabbeinu Tam says it by women, and now the extension of the chumra is going to be Ketanim. And now you're going to extend that to say, even a gadol that didn't bring Shnei Cyrus, who is he's a gadol, at least on a drabbanon level. Remember the Chazaka Daraba, we assume that a gadol who is age 13 really is a gadol, at least for drabbanons. So again, here he says that, you don't have to be so machmir. V'artos achayim, but he quotes from the Malbim say for artos achayim on arachayim, mekel afilu lachachile de katan. Oh. He's mekel, he says, only women, not katan. If you don't know if he did it with lishma, so then that doesn't work either. The Bir Halacha though adds another interesting nugget, and that is, what about a katan for a katan? That sounds like it's okay. A katan should do it for a gadol. Was the chah? What about a katan for a katan? What about then if that katan becomes a gadol? Does he have to like now untie his tzitzis and do it again? Because when he made them, said that he was a katan. So the Mishnah Berurah says here in the Bir Halacha that you don't have to do. Ayin Mishnah Berurah v'nei muchrach anochi levaer dvarai da'af levi mashehekal ramalinyan di'evid bi'isha. the woman b'di'evet, right? The Ramah said l'charchila. Ramah does not passen like Meikra Adin, like Rabbi Natan. He says it's a good chumrah, but Meikra Adin, he passes like Rav Rishonim. Ubevada mutter b'chol gavni ke'ish ava b'katan tzorach al-gabonim dafka gado omen al-gabov. Maybe a katan, in a certain sense, is more l'chumrah. Ubechayadim kasav katan idea lasos l'shvoy yishlach shu b'di'evet ke'isha akocha merik gamki dafka b'gado omen al-gabov. The chuli continues that in some senses, the katan might be more l'chumrah. Then he talks a little bit, which we're not getting into now. What about the kneading of the matzah? Another chepsa shal mitzvah. Where would you put that? Where would you put that? He quotes, "Lakaman simin tof samach nifsak delishas hamatzah shal mitzvah hatzorach lishma ein lashin lechadchila de cherchat tevakaton afil omer al gabav." Okay, hita Yisrael. Where's the line I wanted to find? Chose Rebbe Eger. He has it later on. I'm sorry. V'yotin nearly. Here it is. The first piece. Lazer Ganasha. V'yotin nearly. Da'afilu im kfar nase gadol ben yud gimel shana ein tzorach lahatir tzisi osav. That you don't have to do. Daharei k'di'evet damya. That's like a case of b'di'evet. You're going to undo it and do it. U'b'di'evet ein lachish lohad rabbeinu tam v'kol zeh im yodea ba'atzmo shi'tilim oz lishma. Okay, fine. This is sissis. The problem is, how do you answer the kash on rabbeinu tam? Right? Our Gemara says, sukkah is okay, al yidei women. Right? We paskin that sukkah is ganbach, right, of women, not a problem. She can make the sukkah. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Tough, reish, lamed, hey, we paskin that a woman can make the sukkah. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention, Rabbeinu Tam is also quoted in the Hagos Lamonios. Hagos Lamonios quotes on the bottom of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Avilchot Tzitzis, Os Tes, he quotes, Pasak, the Rambam does not paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam just says a goy is excluded. And the Rabbeinu, Hagos Lamonios quotes, Mikan Pasak, Reiv, Rabbeinu Yehuda, Shenashim, Yecholos, Laso sitzes mitainam amayd el goy v'chin hara rabino Yehuda leishto lios no heges laso sitzios. Right, some of the Rishonim told their wives, "Help me make my sitzes." Aval b'shem mori matzasi deinam laso sitzes b'shut achsid daber b'nei yisov v'asu lahem. Aval shar tikuni atalos v'tfias achudin yicholas lasos b'tos v'zgitin matzasi v'chin pasuk rabino tam yicholas rabino tam v'chin haya ma'isa betroys be'isha shayis regil osakin sitzes latilam latalisos u'paslam rabino tam. Rabino tam paskin that way likufa. He said a woman can't do it even b'di'evin. Okay, so this is the Chumra of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted here in the Gosam Anios. But again, Rov Rishonim, Paskin otherwise. But how do you answer the question from Sukkah? That's a problem, right? That the Sukkah and Lulav versus Sitzes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they're all Tashmishe Mitzvah. So why would you be Mechalik between them? So says Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, says Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelik Hey, one of the posthumous volumes, Hey Mem Gimel. Hey Mem Gimel. He has the piece, Im Nachon L'Sachich Al Yidei Isha. What about putting Schach on? Putting Schach on. So the Gemara says, Ganbach is Kosher. So what about Rabbeinu Tam? Why would you be Mechalik? So he says, maybe the difference is whether the structure itself are objects separate from their mitzvah function. Says Rav Moshe, sukkah, shofar, matzah, those are objects. Sukkah is a hut. Matzah is a wafer that you could eat. Shofar, you could blow. Those are objects separate from their mitzvah structure. So maybe those, there's no problem with somebody who's not a Bar Chiyuva creating. But items that basically don't exist except for their mitzvah status, lulav. Who has a lulav in life? Who puts these dalet minim together? Nobody has it. Go to the average non-Jew. Would a non-Jew eat matzah? Maybe. Would he blow a horn? Maybe. Right? Would he sit in the hut? Yeah. But would he ever have a lulav? No. We would never have a lulav. Right? Tzitzis. Tfillin. Right? These are not objects other than their mitzvah status. So maybe that's the difference between the two. Aval ha'agid dahalulav, valasiya tzitzis, sheheim rak maisa mitzvah, shebelo maisa mitzvah, lo hayashayach shiyasa zeklal. Without the mitzvah, doesn't make any sense to make these. She'ein shum mashma'us uma'ale l'chutei atzitzis akshurim kigdil v'lelulav hanegan mitzad etzem mitziusam. No guy is going to be walking around with tzitzis on. It's not a chefza that's anything, any status other than for the mitzvah. Im lo l'tzorach mitzvosam v'asiyas hakdil b'tzitzis v'agidas halulav nosenos l'tzitzis v'lulav chashivus rak mitzad asiyas ha-mitzvah. So they're going to, whoever makes these is creating a chefza shal mitzvah. By the others, you're creating a chefza which will be used for a mitzvah. Here you're creating the chefsa shel mitzvah. So that's a difference. Masha'enkin, sukkah, shofar, masa, v'chadome, she'bchefsim, chafatzim, bifrei atzmam, gam lo a mitzvah. V'rach mekaimah v'hemes a mitzvah. V'lachein ein la'asiyasam chashivus mitzvah. Their asiyah then is one step removed, doesn't have the status. She'im kein, behechrach, she'im alulav sarach eged, krab Yehuda, rakade igudo, he continues. Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim about Lulav Sarach Eged, we'll get to. Okay, and then it has a couple of other paragraphs here, but that's for Moshe's Chilek. The Rav Soloveitchik also discusses, you know, maybe there's a din of Lashma by Tzitzis, there's no din of Lashma by Sukkah, as we'll have on tomorrow's daf. There's no din of Lashma, Sukkah Yeshana. Either way, Lamaisa, the Ramosha says there's no problem for women to put the Schach on. No problem. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, it's not quoted anywhere, the Bikur Yaakov quotes that there is a lachanchila like that, but the Ramosha says there is a lachanchila, there is no problem for women to put on, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, about tzitzes, and that's what we're machmer for in the Ramah, but Sukkah would not have that issue. Okay, we will stop here.